The Black Swan, Disc 9.
Monsieur de Montaigne, Epistemocrat. At the age of 38, Michel Ecam de Montaigne retired to his estate in the countryside of southwestern France. Montaigne, which means mountain in Old French, was the name of the estate. The area is known today for the Bordeaux wines, but in Montaigne's time, not many people invested their mental energy and sophistication in wine. Montaigne had Stoic tendencies and wouldn't have been strongly drawn to such pursuits anyway. His idea was to write a modest collection of attempts, that is, essays. The very word essay conveys the tentative, the speculative, and the non-definitive. Montaigne was well grounded in the classics and wanted to meditate on life, death, education, knowledge, and some not uninteresting biological aspects of human nature. He wondered, for example, whether cripples had more vigorous libidos, owing to the richer circulation of blood in their sexual organs. The tower that became his study was inscribed with Greek and Latin sayings, almost all referring to the vulnerability of human knowledge. Its windows offered a wide vista of the surrounding hills. Montaigne's subject, officially, was himself, but this was mostly as a means to facilitate the discussion. He wasn't like those corporate executives who write biographies to make a boastful display of their honors and accomplishments. He was mainly interested in discovering things about himself, making us discover things about himself, and presenting matters that could be generalized to the entire human race. Among the inscriptions in his study was a remark by the Latin poet Terence, "Homo sum, homani a me, nil alienum puto." I am a man, and nothing human is foreign to me. Montaigne is quite refreshing to read after the strains of a modern education, since he fully accepted human weaknesses and understood that no philosophy could be effective unless it took into account our deeply ingrained imperfections, the limitations of our rationality, the flaws that make us human. It's not that he was ahead of his time. It would be better said that later scholars advocating rationality were backward. He was a thinking, ruminating fellow, and his ideas didn't spring up in his tranquil study, but while on horseback. He went on long rides and came back with ideas. Montaigne was neither one of the academics of the Sorbonne, nor a professional man of letters, and he wasn't these things on two planes. First, he was a doer. He'd been a magistrate, a businessman, and the mayor of Bordeaux before he retired to mull over his life and mostly his own knowledge. Second, he was an anti-dogmatist. He was a skeptic with charm, a fallible, non-committal, personal, introspective writer, and primarily someone who, in the great classical tradition, wanted to be a man. Had he been in a different period, he would have been an empirical skeptic. He had skeptical tendencies of the Pironian variety, the anti-dogmatic kind like Sextus Empiricus, particularly in his awareness of the need to suspend judgment.